BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Steps onto the stage of an auditorium. Behind him, a massive screen, blank apart from a huge symbol, a V turned on its side like an arrowhead ready to fire. His hair and teeth are immaculate and he wears a pair of retro glasses and a pristine white t-shirt fitted to his torso. But there's something slightly off about the way he moves. Not that the crowd cares. Cause this isn't just any middle-aged man with a personal trainer and expensive veneers. This is Matt Finch, Emperor of the Vectorverse, providing technology, security, and media for the 21st century and beyond.
Sup, guys? There's just so much content these days, right? So much to consume. Sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Where do you put your precious attention? Well, I'll tell you. You put it here. The future of gaming has arrived.
As he gestures at the screen, the V swoops off to the right and the blank space is filled with HD color and hyper-real CGI characters.
Attention, heroes. You have a mission. Rogue scientist Professor Elliot Kingfisher has discovered the secret formula to all life on Earth. A formula so powerful that death will be a thing of the past. This is the Grail Code. But a cult of radical terrorists wants to kill him and destroy the Grail Code, forcing Kingfisher to go on the run. What happens now is down to you. You must eliminate the cult, find Kingfisher, and secure the Grail Code. If you succeed, you will receive a total life upgrade to the value of $1 billion. If you fail, the future of humanity is at stake. Welcome to a hero's journey. The game is on. Play or get played.
People, this is Next Level. A fully immersive, augmented reality gaming experience. With these new AR glasses, the world just got a whole lot better looking. And so did you. Pretty sweet, right?
He points at his glasses, flashes his glowing teeth.
And yes, you heard right. If that wasn't enough, the winner will receive a prize equivalent to $1 billion. A luxury home in our latest residential community right here in the UK. Spending money for life. And, oh, here's the big one. A ticket on our next trip to space. Hero's Journey launches at our brand new London store, midnight tonight. Play or get played, baby.
The crowd erupts, an outpouring of pure energy. No individuals now, just one consciousness all focused on the glowing screen and the man in front of it. A god amongst men. And then, as if he were a god, something extraordinary happens. He spreads his arms wide and slowly but surely rises up in the air in front of the screen. Hovering now 20 feet up.
See you later, suckers!
He lifts his arms over his head and flies upwards towards the ceiling, busting a hole in the roof before disappearing into the night sky like a soaring comet. And then the crowd goes even wilder. They can't believe what they've just seen. Well, on some level, they know exactly what they've just seen. An extremely expensive and sophisticated hologram, like the ones in the ABBA show. But part of them wants to believe it's real. A billionaire flying off into space. A real life miracle.
The system.
Five methods for overcoming mortality.
Method one, denial.
36 hours later, 200 miles away, a sliver of ancient woods. Technically a rainforest, one of the few left in Britain. a harrier circles above the canopy. Below ground, the invisible threads of fungus mysteriously connecting it all. As the sun rises over a clearing, a ritual is taking place.
I'm standing in a circle of people I've never met before. There's a big rock in front of us with a spiral pattern in the moss. A woman in black is carefully holding a metal pot. She crouches down, about to tip the contents of the pot into a small hole she's dug, but then...
Oh, there you are. Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. Are you about... Sorry. Oh, my God. Ignore me. Ah. Sorry, carry on.
My sister, Maya. I haven't seen her in years. She's wearing sunglasses held together with a plaster and what looks like a ripped Deliveroo jacket. She joins the circle and the ritual continues as the grieving mother gently tips her son's incinerated remains into the hole, covers it with soil. Her son's name was Ranjiv, but we knew him as Coyote. I've never been good at making friends, but he gave me no choice. And now he's gone. Now he's just a few kilos of ash in the ground. Afterwards, we're walking back through the woods. Maya catches up with me.
Apparently it was a suicide pact. Or was meant to look like one. Who joined this cult, the Children of the Green Man. They were in the Amazon rainforest protesting. Mm-hmm. And then one day, three of them just disappeared. Basically just vanished into thin air. And so eventually, months later, they were all found dead, lying in a circle. Cause of death, unknown. No one really wrote about it, because it was the exact same day that CCTV footage of Princess Beatrice came out. Can you slow down a bit? I've got a bad knee.
I let her catch up. She's limping slightly.
When did you last see him anyway?
The last time I saw him was 2 years ago. He was being bundled into a van by some massive Americans. I assumed he was already dead. But I don't say this.
I can't really remember.
I still forgot he existed. Is that bad? Suddenly I'm being invited to his funeral.
Just behind us, there's a guy in a black puffer jacket who seems to be watching Maya intently.
Who's that dude?
Steve. Well, that's what I call him anyway. I don't know his name because he won't talk to me. He just follows me around and makes sure I don't plant any pipe bombs. Don't you, Steve?
He ignores her.
See? As if this sweet bit of jewellery isn't enough.
She pulls up her trouser leg. There's an electronic tag strapped to her ankle. We move out of the woods and up through a field.
So what's it like working for a billionaire's personal army?
It's a private military and security company.
Which makes money from locking up migrants and protesters. So were you happy when it got outsourced?
Well, now we have the technology and resources to do our job properly.
But I thought it was all about serving king and country.
Yeah, it is.
As long as the shareholders get their dividends.
I haven't seen you much on TV recently.
Banned from all media, as I'm pretty sure you already know.
But you're still an activist?
Nope. Deactivated.
Wait, so who's going to stop climate change and end inequality?
Not my problem, babe. I'm in goblin mode.
As we crest a hill, the car park comes into sight. Maya moves in closer.
Jake, I think someone's trying to kill me.
What?
I think someone is trying to kill me. Did you just roll your eyes at me?
No.
Yeah, you did. I just saw them twitch.
Why do you think someone's trying to kill you?
I'm used to death threats and abuse, but this feels different.
Yeah, how?
The stuff people are writing online, it's like they know my every move.
But has anyone actually tried to kill you?
And everywhere I go, that song is playing. The one that was written by that AI. It's like... Like it's me that's gonna be gone. It's driving me insane.
So you think Spotify's trying to kill you?
Then yesterday I got knocked off my bike.
Oh, people get knocked off their bikes all the time.
I don't. Something is going on. I feel it in my stomach. Something bad is gonna happen.
I'll tell you what's going on. You're making connections between random unrelated things.
And now Coyote. What if someone came after him? And now they're after me.
You're being paranoid.
And if they're after me, then maybe they're after you too.
No one is after us. Coyote got mixed up with some weird cult. He's dead. It's sad, alright? Life goes on.
But as we get to my car, Coyote's mum is standing there. She doesn't say much, barely looks at us, just hands us each an envelope. Says her son wanted us to have these.
What if it's anthrax?
No, why would he leave us anthrax?
Because we forgot about him and got on with our lives.
She rips hers open.
Inside, there's a little wooden disc with a symbol on it.
What the hell?
A circle with a dot in the middle.
Is it a coaster? Has he left me his favourite coaster?
And there's something on the back.
She flips it over.
Inscribed on the back, a small QR code.
She tries to scan it with her phone, but there's no reception here.
Are you going to open yours?
Nope.
Well, what if he wanted to tell us something?
Well, then he should have sent a WhatsApp like a normal person.
Maybe it's connected.
To what?
To whoever's trying to kill me.
I'm not doing this.
What?
Look, I haven't seen you in years. He's not even come to my wedding.
I've just been arrested.
Now you're here and immediately it's all drama and chaos and Da Vinci Code bollocks. I've got a job. I've got a wife. I've got responsibilities.
Oh, well, congratulations on being yet another mindless cog in the machine of global capitalism.
Look, clearly your life hasn't gone the way you wanted.
What?
That's not my fault.
What? Because I don't have a Ted Baker suit and a 5-year plan.
No, because you come to a funeral looking and smelling like a homeless person.
Well, you're a boring, smug, suburban bastard, tending your little patch, polishing your shoes and your gigantic SUV.
Well, if you just stopped protesting and moaning and got an actual job, you could have a car as well.
Why do you even need an SUV? Do you go off-road much? Or is it just the biggest, shiniest thing you could afford?
Oh, here we go.
You better watch out, because one day you'll forget to put the handbrake on and you'll be pulling your Tesco weekly shop out of the boot when, bam, you get crushed to death by your own SUV and smeared all over your own driveway.
What are you even talking about?
Meanwhile, I'll be murdered by assassins in a crack den and no one will even know because I'll be made to look like an overdose.
No one's trying to kill you, Maya. No one cares about you. You're just a narcissist who can't handle it when you're not centre of attention.
We look round to see some of the other mourners staring at us.
Sorry.
We stand there for a moment. She takes her sunglasses off to rub her eyes. There's a graze on her temple. She looks exhausted.
Do you want a lift?
Stephen, drive me.
She turns towards him.
Wouldn't want to soil your interior.
I watch her limp off for a second. Then I get in my car and drive away. But a couple of miles up the road I pull over. I look at the jiffy bag on the seat next to me. I pick it up, and before I can change my mind, I rip it open.
The same wooden disc that Maya had.
I hesitate, then scan the QR code.
A symbol appears, another circle with a dot in it. Underneath the words, play or get played. The dot in the centre of the circle throbs, begging to be clicked.
I move my finger over it for a second. Then I clear my history, stuff the envelope into the glove compartment, and drive to work.
5 hours later.
There are 6 of us in the back of a van, all wearing identical body armour, helmet and visor. There's a new lad, Ash.
Alright lads, we have a report of an unlawful assembly on private land. Ash, stick with me.
Yes, sir.
The van doors open and the men step out into a landscaped square in front of a big glass and steel structure.
The head office of an energy company. We make our way around babbling brooks, hanging ferns.
Like nature. If nature had its own integrated lighting system.
So where's this assembly then?
And then we see it.
3 kids, maybe around 15 years old, lying in a circle, head to toe, green makeup on their faces.
It's just a few teenagers.
It's private land, they can't be here.
Well, so they send 6 blokes in body armour carrying guns.
It's a deterrent. Excuse me guys, you're not allowed to be here, can you please move on?
But they don't move. They barely blink. Their eyes are open, but it's as if they're in some kind of blissed out trance.
Can you hear me?
They do nothing.
So what do we do now?
We detain them.
But I mean, they're just lying there.
That's the law now.
We pick up the kids who just hang limp in our arms like they're asleep. Their dreamy eyes staring into space. Up close, I see the markings on their faces.
Intricate, twisting green lines coming from the eyes, nose and mouth, like vines.
And with elections in both Britain and the US this year, we're at a crossroads. Clear dividing lines are emerging on both sides of the Atlantic in terms of cost of living, inequality, climate change, and the so-called woke mind virus.
Shut up.
Going.
I pull into the driveway, put the handbrake on, check it. Check it again.
Hey.
Hey, babe.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, fine. Do you want some pizza?
Is that salami?
It's fine.
Carl, cured meats aren't cooked. They can have bugs in them.
It's literally been cooked in the oven. I'm not going to get toxoplasmosis, Jake.
Okay.
Just quite bad indigestion.
I'm sorry.
Did you make an appointment?
Huh?
With the counsellor? Jake.
I forgot.
I think it would be really helpful to speak to someone.
Yeah, I will.
You're so stressed and you don't sleep. You look shite.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
It's fine if you don't want to talk to me, but talk to someone, darling.
I'll call them, alright? I will.
I open the back door and step outside.
What are you doing?
I walk to the far corner of our small garden.
We're back again.
What?
Those weeds.
Poking through the artificial grass, tough green shoots.
No, we'll have to get it replaced.
Or we could have real grass.
No way, real grass is a nightmare. It just turns to mud in the winter.
I crouch down, pulling the weeds out one by one with my bare hands. The next morning, I wake up with a jolt. I can hear music coming from the kitchen.
Did you put this on?
No, it's just a Spotify algorithm, I guess.
An hour later, another assembly. A water company this time. Another anonymous landscape garden. The glass and steel building.
What are they actually protesting about?
It's just the usual eco stuff. You know, climate, biodiversity, pollution, blah, blah, blah.
There's more of them today. 10 or 12 young people lying in two circles, one inside the other.
But they're not doing anything.
That's the point. Started in China, apparently. They call it Tang Ping. Means lying flat, opting out of society.
They pick up the motionless bodies and put them in the vans.
And then as I carry one, a boy who could be 12 or 13, like someone in a deep sleep but with his eyes open, I swear I hear him whisper.
Play, or get played. 2 hours later, a clinical room.
A nurse smears jelly onto Carly's stomach, then places an electronic device onto the taut flesh of her belly. Sound waves travel out, then bounce back. And then there it is, on the screen.
Wow. Wow.
Oh my God.
The head, the feet, the umbilical cord. A little cluster of life. One inside the other, separate but connected. The 1 in 400 trillion chance. For a few minutes, we're the only people in the world to have seen this new life. And then...
Can we get a printout?
In the corridor outside, she clutches the photo, then pulls out her phone.
What are you doing?
I am just sending it to some people.
Who?
Mum and Dad, and a couple of groups.
Uni girls, school besties, Thursday night wine club.
Right.
You don't mind, do you?
No.
And then it's gone, transformed into binary code. Ones and zeros and popping up and pinging on the phones of 10, 20, 30 people.
Is there anyone you want to tell?
No, not yet.
And then they go shopping.
In the car, I can feel my body on high alert. Adrenaline coursing, heart pounding. I try to breathe, but the guy in front is just so slow.
Oh, come on, Grandad.
It's okay, we're not in a rush.
They get to the car park. It's one in and one out. A queue of people snaking out the entrance with the big shiny V of Vectorverse.
What's going on? Where are they all going?
It's that thing that was released the other day.
What thing?
Those headset things for that game, Hero's Journey. Thought it would have calmed down by now.
Maybe you should get one.
No, I ain't got time for games right now.
40 minutes later, half a mile from daylight, 400 strip lights, aircon pumping out.
We're standing in a mock-up of a child's bedroom. Plastic dolphin lights strung overhead. We're looking down into an oval cot, a lifelike baby doll sleeping inside.
The smart cot senses your baby's level of discomfort and adjusts its white noise and gentle vibratory rocking motion accordingly.
Why are you whispering?
It just looks so real. It's creepy.
So what do you think?
I think it's a lot of money for a bed that the kid's only going to sleep in for like a year.
It's cheaper with my discount. Look, it even weighs them and takes their temperature. The app processes the data into the ongoing record of your child's progress, flagging any abnormalities. It sends you an alert if they stop breathing.
Or you could just go in and check on them. You know, pick them up and cuddle them.
Yeah, but this way you don't have to.
Right.
What?
Can't we be excited?
I'm excited.
thought that's why we're buying stuff.
Yes, like a teddy bear or a baby groom. Not a cot that sends you a text message when their heart stops beating.
I just want to make sure we're making sensible decisions.
Yeah, but I don't just want to think about everything that could go wrong.
And neither do I, Connie.
A song comes on the sound system.
Wait a second.
God.
What's that song?
What song?
His phone rings.
Okay, look. Let's just go. This was meant to be a nice thing to do.
Please don't get stressed out. Just sit down.
I don't want to sit down. You're the one who's stressed out.
What is up with this music?
His phone is blowing up. A flurry of messages from unknown numbers. Play or get played.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's just spam. I look around. Suddenly I want to leave. But I can't see a way out.
No daylight. No exit signs. Just the strip lights and carpet and ceiling tiles and people looking at him weird.
My chest is tight. I'm struggling to breathe. I grip the side of the cot.
Jake, are you okay?
I just need to... Her face, the smart cot, the ceiling all start to dissolve into fragments.
Jake!
And then I'm falling. Falling down. Down into blackness.
Two hours later, they're back in the car.
You sure you're alright to drive?
I'm pregnant. I'm not ill.
So I don't mind doing it.
Jake, you just collapsed.
It's fine. There's nothing wrong with me. The doctor said it.
Physically. She said there's nothing wrong with you physically. Yeah,
exactly.
Your whole system just, like, shut down.
I miss lunch, that's all.
You need to talk to someone.
I'm talking to you.
You're not telling me anything.
My phone starts ringing. Maya.
Who's that?
No one, it doesn't matter. I cancel another 5 calls. When we get home, I call her back. What do you want?
Look, I'm sorry about what I said. I don't want you to get crushed by your SUV.
It's fine.
But I wondered if I could come over.
What? Why?
You know that new game thingy that, A Hero's Journey?
Yeah, what about it?
The players are after me.
What?
I know it sounds crazy, I know, but everywhere I go, there's all of these guys in glasses, and
I'm sorry. I have to go to work.
No, I... What is that song? What is that song playing? Is that...
I hang up the phone and go into the kitchen.
Go in, you put this on? Go in,
what?
Nothing. I'm gonna go back to work.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's been another protest. I was only supposed to be off for a couple of hours.
But you have been in hospital.
And they said I was fine.
But you're obviously not.
Look, you stay here and rest. We'll talk later.
I'm going out tonight. It's Sophie's birthday.
What? No, I think you should stay here.
Why?
I just think it's a good idea if you stay here. I'll go to work, you stay here, and then I'll come back.
No, that's crazy. I can't just stay here. I've said that I'll go. She's booked a table.
Just tonight, please, Carly. I just think it's a good idea if you stay here.
Okay.
Do you ever have feelings of anxiety? Do you ever worry that one day it could all just disappear? How do you even know she's really pregnant?
I tried to change the channel, but...
She insisted on a private clinic. It could have been fake.
I change it again.
How well do you really know her?
And again.
You've always been a little gullible, haven't you?
Enough!
Now there's nearly 100 of them. Some of them are really young. Like 10 or 11.
It's like shoveling bodies from a mass grave. Body after body after body. With the same calm and peaceful expressions.
To a hotel, travel lodge, it's the only thing I could afford. Text me the address. I'm in room 415. I just wanted to tell someone.
When he gets home, Carly's not there.
I call her, but her phone is switched off. I panic. I check the security footage from the doorbell cam, and there she is, carrying a suitcase. She turns to the camera, as if looking straight at me. I check my phone, and there's a voice note.
You're probably back now, and you've seen that I'm gone, and I'm so sorry to do this, but you really scared me today. I think you need to get help. I'm gonna stay at a friend's for a bit. Please don't try and get in touch with me.
Do you struggle to distinguish what's real and what's not? Deep fake tech improves by the day. It's very easy to replicate a voice to create a fake voicemail. Even home security footage can be faked with current technology. Can you be sure you've heard and seen what you think you have?
He's standing outside a little terraced house. No one answers the door. His phone rings.
You need to go away.
You in there?
I asked you not to do this.
I just needed to make sure you're okay.
I'm fine. You're not.
Please, I'm sorry. Just come out and talk to me.
You can't just come round here and do this.
Please, look, I'm sorry I messed up. Right? Please just come home.
If you don't leave now, I will call the police.
What?
Do you think that would look good? Do you think a security officer harassing his wife will look good?
I'm sorry.
I call Maya, but...
This person's phone is currently unavailable. Please try later or send a text.
I drive to the travel lodge, past reception to room 415. The door is ajar. I step inside. A suitcase is open, stuff strewn everywhere. A phone is on the side, SIM pulled out and smashed to bits. And on the floor, the tagging device. I leave the room, head down the corridor, slip outside, just as the security services arrive. 10 minutes later, I'm back in my car, the wooden disc in my hand. Play or get played. I take my phone out, scan the QR code.
The circle with the dot.
I hover the cursor over the dot. Click.
The dot spins round, leaving a trail behind, spiraling round to meet the circle.
Welcome, Jake. Let the journey begin.
What if I told you that death may not be inevitable?
Is it possible that a fundamental of existence that we've always had as a species, that we will all inevitably die, is that still true?
And that there are technologists promising everlasting life.
We can and should use technology to enhance and expand and augment human capacities.
Who's behind the modern movement for immortality?
Where else do you find the promise of living longer or forever? It's just like religion and Silicon Valley.
I'm Alex Kratosky. Find out on Intrigue, The Immortals from BBC Radio 4. Listen on BBC Sounds.